If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Welcome to another edition of Your Hometown. Today, we head west to the Garden Village, Villa Park. We'll explore the people, places, and hidden gems that make Villa Park special. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities, by Captain Demo's Big Truffle Hot Sauce, and by the Captain's Room. Here's Bob Surratt.
And here is the Village of Villa Park Communication Specialist, Riley Pillar. Riley, good morning to you. And I'm learning a lot about Villa Park, and our listeners are going to learn more today. What brought you to Villa Park originally?
Hi, thanks for having me. So I was actually born and raised here, still live here today, and now I've been working for the Village for about a year now.
And so you know all about the old Ovaltine factory. That was some history that we learned. What's there now in that space?
Yeah, so it's apartment complexes now, which are really great. I've had friends that live there, you know, and it's right on the Prairie Path and in between the Great Western Trail in the middle of kind of our downtown area. So they're really great. But yeah, I think the Ovaltine factory was running until the 80s.
Mm-hmm. And I know you do a lot of summer concerts and festivals there. What are some of the highlights we should know about?
Yeah, our Thursday summer concerts, they start in June, and then they'll be at the gazebo in July, and then back to Cortese Veterans Memorial Park in August for the rest of the Thursdays in the summer. So those are really great. We have some local bands, some bands that come in, and people really have a great time with them. The VFW will be involved with that as well. And Cortese Veterans Memorial Park is right on the Prairie Path and Great Western Trail, too.
What's in the future? What are the plans for Villa Park?
We have two new apartment complexes actually coming up. We have the Ardmore Flats, which are right across from the gazebo, so a really great spot. And then we're also starting work on the Union Apartment Complex soon. That'll be right next to our new Villa Park Recreation Center that we just opened in January. And that'll be kind of across the street from the Ovaltine Apartment. So that'll be a really great spot for people and bringing more people to the community we're really excited about.
You're 18 miles west of the Loop, so a pretty short trip from around the Chicago area. And if someone has never been to Villa Park, what would you suggest they come check out?
Oh, boy. There's really a lot to go on here. There's, you know, my favorite restaurants probably are Simon's Restaurant. It's a great diner that's been here for a long time. We have Moore Brewing Company, the Villa Perk Coffee Shop, Mike's Meat Market, Mickey's Hot Dogs has been here, but we also have other great spots like our Cornerstone Youth Bookstore, full of our jewelers. But again, our recreation is just great here with so many parks. Our recently redone Lufkin Park just was finished in August. We have a great walking trail around it now. And again, just with the Prairie Pass and Great Western, it's just a really great spot to be. You can always find something to do here.
You mentioned hot dogs, and you famously were the home of the original Portillo's. It was a trailer, wasn't it? You should make
it
a museum there.
Yeah, North Avenue.
Yeah. Have you thought about a historic marker there or something?
You know, I'm not sure, but that's a great idea if we haven't already.
Yeah, it's something everybody knows about, that's for sure. And our own Mary Vandeveld calls Villa Park home. That's reason enough for a plaque or a statue. Think about that.
Yeah, definitely. I saw the video of her at the Struts Dance Studio, too. That's another great spot here.
It's Riley Pillar, Village of Villa Park Communication Specialist, as we highlight Villa Park, part of our Your Hometown series this month. We will see you soon. Thank you very much, Riley.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
To get more Your Hometown content and submit suggestions for your hometown, visit WGNRadio.com/Your Hometown.